and that's why Simon was number one on the team sheet. And incidentally, he kept his fingers, and I needed him, and I still need him, and I'll get on to why I need him now. My second story is about paralysis. I was in hospital for 18 months, and in the first 6 months, the doctor suggested the conventional wisdom, the status quo was that my injury meant that I would never walk again. That was what I was facing into. But I started to learn about different people who weren't prepared to accept the status quo, people who were being ambitious and challenging conventional wisdom. The first guy was Sir Ludwig Gutmann, who 60 years ago changed the life expectancy of people with spinal cord injuries from 1 year to probably the same life expectancy as you have. He worked out that if you didn't leave them in bed, they wouldn't get pressure sores, they wouldn't therefore get infections, and they wouldn't die. He wasn't prepared to accept the status quo. And then I learned about Christopher Reeve, who was paralyzed in a horse riding accident from the neck down, the actor who played Superman. And he wasn't prepared to accept the status quo. He challenged conventional wisdom by exploring aggressive physical therapy, and he ultimately got 70% sensation back and 20% movement. And as I lay there in the hospital for 6 months, I started to research what was going on, and I learned about a company in California called Project Walk, who were commercializing the aggressive physical therapy that Christopher Reeve pioneered. And I went there. I went to Project Walk, and I brought Simon with me. And this is what we did. We played Project Walk video. Science and PhDs would suggest I shouldn't be getting. Science might just be wrong. Maybe just maybe. And I went back to Project Walk in February this year, and on the way I called into a company called Exobionics. Now Project Walk are trying to fix it from the inside out, but Exobionics are trying to fix it from the outside in. They make robotic technology. I called in there, into their workshop, and signed myself up. A goal on their robotic legs, and this is what happened. We'll play the robotic leg video, please.
Walk Sunday.
Ambitious and challenge convention. might just need you to fix one of a part of me someday.